3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It is gorgeous. We got a couple of really nice days. Now, tomorrow, I know it's got rain all day. And then we've got partly sunny skies. We're only going to be like in the low 70s, man. And low humidity? Please. That's an absolute game ball right there. You take that one. Did you or did you not hear the news? I got a little giddy when I heard that the United States Secret Service actually helped bring James Comey, the former director of the FBI, to their Washington field office to sit down, have a cup of coffee, and chat just a little bit. Don't know where it's going, but my friend, your friend, Jimmy Galliano, a man who has truly dedicated his life to service, he's devoted his life to serving this country one way or another, an amazing human being. He's got a thought or two, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. I'm so happy that Jimmy is joining us. Jimmy, thank you for being here, my friend.
Jeffrey, good to join you. I've been listening since 3 o'clock, and I got to tell you, I learned a lot about Jeremy. I learned a lot about Pixie and her non-opposable thumbs. I learned about Emily, all the folks that make your show great. I learned a lot about all of them.
Well, thank you. I include you in that. You have brought this show up a notch or 10. And
I don't know about that, Jeff, but I'm just happy to be a part-time part of the greatest show in Central Virginia. So thanks for having me.
Oh, you are too kind. All right. 86:47, allegedly former director James Comey is walking down the beach, comes upon this, decides to post it, but no idea what it really means. Do tell, Jimmy. Do tell. What do you think?
Yeah, Jeff, you know, I always want to apply the benefit of the doubt to people. And I've been a critic of former Director Comey. Now, having said that, you know, there have been 9 Senate-confirmed FBI directors in the 117-year history of the Bureau. I served under 4 of them. Comey was the last one that I did before I retired in 2016. And, Jeff, you'll recall, I wasn't on your show back then, but you and I kind of had some passing interest. And back in 2017, I supported Director Comey. I was upset when he got relieved of his duties by then President Trump in his first term. And then reality kind of, you know, blew up the narrative. And the reality was the IG reports that came out, the fact that Director Comey had leaked memos to the New York Times, FBI memos, through a surrogate to the New York Times, through his attorney, which was even more cowardly. And then he just went on this crazy train kind of tour. And in 2018, I know you and I have spoken about it before, he was out at the Aspen Ideas Institute. He was being interviewed by Katie Couric, and she asked him point blank, what do you want your legacy to be? And I know, Jeff, he was promoting a book, you know, which came out then, A Higher Loyalty, and where he kind of defended all of his indefensible actions. And he said, I just want to be forgotten. Well, Jeff, I just want to be forgotten. Isn't the highest law enforcement official in the land, which the FBI director is, who is just skipping along a beach, Jeff, and finds a shell formation that spells out 8647. Now, you know, is this something where he's going to go to jail for? No. Is this something that, you know, we have freedom of speech and there, yes, you can interpret things in different ways, but for a former FBI director, a moralistic, sanctimonious former FBI director to pretend not to know what 8-6 means. Yes, you can argue it means to be removed, but in the mob, it means take him out, you know, 8 miles out of the city, bury him 6 feet under. And for him not to know that or to pretend not to know that, Jeff, it's just BS. You always talk about bat crap crazy. That's exactly what that is. He knew that what he was doing, and I hate to say this, but he's got a new book, you know, coming out, and I don't want to help, you know, promote it. Right. But did he do this, Jeff, just to make a stir? Because you know the old saying in the media, there's no bad publicity when you're trying to get publicity, and that's, I think, what he did.
Well, Jimmy, it is so fascinating that all of these interviews or these spontaneous events, I just encounter these shells. My gosh, I mean, what a gift this is, occur as he is releasing yet another book telling you how much better he is than the rest of us. Right? Isn't that the undertone? You talked about sanctimonious. If this were just a regular guy and he were, I don't know, and he were a dope. He were really honestly a dope. Somebody who hadn't spent his life prosecuting, dealing with organized crime, director of the FBI, where you would know exactly what that meant. Maybe you could say, well, your whole career was in the restaurant industry. 86 means we're out of something. I don't know. Yeah, you were confused. But come on, man. He's just beyond the flipping pale.
Jeff, I've been speaking about this. I'm going to be writing about it shortly for a number of different outlets, and I get some pushback. And it's not just from the detractors and the trolls, because a lot of them exist out there, or even the partisans right. and the sycophants and the shills. I'm getting some pushback, and I say, look, I've been a law enforcement officer for 25 years of my life, and I might be embarrassed to admit it, I've been a politician. I understand the business of politics, and I understand the business of law enforcement. Yep. For this guy to pretend that he didn't understand this, and when people go, well, you know, he's attacking Trump, and you know, Trump is bad, he did this, and he did that, and I say, but the president is a politician. And I'm not excusing politicians, and I'm not suggesting that, you know, politicians don't have a standard that they're supposed to meet as well. And there are good politicians and bad politicians. Right. But James Comey was the senior law enforcement official in all the land. It's different. He knows better, and he's not trying to go away and be quiet and enjoy and embrace his anonymity. As he said in 2018, he's looking for attention. And Jeff, it's just shameless.
All right, let's move on, because he's the former director. The current director, Kash Patel, the current deputy director, Dan Bongino, had, I thought, a really interesting sit-down with Maria Bartiromo over on CNBC. They talked about a lot of things, Jimmy. What sort of stood out to you?
Yeah, I watched that this weekend. It was at 10 o'clock. It was about a 40-minute interview. It had been pre-taped, Jeff. It had been taped, I think, on Wednesday or Thursday, and then it aired on Sunday. And I'll say this. You know, I've been agnostic, and I continue to hold out that, you know, I want to give the new administration, the new director and the new deputy director, an opportunity to kind of find their footing. And look, they broke some news. One of the things that they broke news on was the fact that they are looking to get out of the building on Pennsylvania Avenue, just down the street from the White House and just around the corner from the Department of Justice, the main justice building, and they're looking to find a new place to put folks. Yeah. The second is they're moving 1,500 agents and professional support personnel back out to the field. And gosh, Jeff, that has such a familiar ring to it, because when Director Louis Freeh took over in 1994, I remember it. The folks at headquarters were panicked because he sent like 600 FBI supervisors back out to the field. I think that's healthy. I think it's good. I think it sends the right message that, you know, as Director Patel pointed out, look, Washington, D.C. is crime, but we don't need a third of the workforce working in Washington, D.C. We need them out there in the 55 field divisions scattered across the United States. Jeff, I think that's a good thing. I think it's a healthy thing. And, you know, look, there were a number of other things that they brought up in that 40 minutes. And I'm encouraged. I'm hopeful. And we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, that's good, I think, to take those agents, right? They're brick agents, and put them out in those field offices. There's a reason that it's called the field. And what about the new building, though? Because, of course, this was a look, I think it's been, and you correct me, but it seems to have been a discussion almost from the time that the Hoover building opened up. People are saying, yeah, it's outdated, right? Pretty soon after it went up, there was a scuttlebutt, as I understand it. And now, of course, everybody seems to agree It's not a 2025 building in any sense of the word. There has to be some movement. The mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, says, oh, no, you got to stay in the district. I think the president also said he'd like to see them stay in the district. Others are saying, well, you know, the Bureau has always wanted what the CIA got, you know, a farm about 50 miles out of town. They do what they want. Nobody asks them any questions. Where exactly do you think the FBI headquarters winds up when push comes to shove?
Great question. So the little bit of inside baseball here, Jeff, on the background. So, you know, J. Edgar Hoover ran the FBI from 1924 until 1972 when he passed away. And at that time, the new FBI headquarters was already underway. And I forget exactly, maybe it was 73, 74 when the Bureau moved into it. It's a, and look, you know me, I'm not an art guy, but it's a brutalist style building. It really is an eyesore. And I know it's iconic, and I know it's been there, again, you know, now approaching 50 years. But the building was built at a time where file storage was most important and paramount. And what do I mean by that? The FBI, what it does better than any other law enforcement entity is it has the ability to retrieve intelligence and information. And back in those days, Jeff, you had microfiche, but basically everything was in a manila folder and put inside a file cabinet and you needed the space. Mm-hmm. We don't need it anymore. Everything now is on a thumb drive. Everything now is in a computer folder. Everything now is in megabytes. You don't need that kind of space. So, look, could the FBI sell that property and move somewhere else? Well, they tried to under the last FBI director, and there were some issues, you know, determining where it was going to go. Does it stay inside the Beltway? Does it stay in D.C.? Should it move somewhere else? Yeah. Me personally, gun to my head, what do I think? Yes, I think it should remain in D.C. There are arguments where, hey, you could put it in Springfield. You could put it in, you know, in some place in Maryland. You know, you don't need to be that close. I like it close to the Justice Department. I like it close to the White House. But you don't need a building that size. And I think you could sell the property for probably $1 billion plus. And then find some other place where you've got fewer, a smaller footprint, and push more of those agents out into the field and still get the same bang for the buck, Jeff. That's the world according to Jimmy Galliano.
Hey, according to the world of Jimmy Galliano, is Quantico close enough?
Yeah, so, you know, Quantico is, what, about 30 miles south on I-95.
Yeah.
Quantico, you know, people think that the FBI has their own property at Quantico. We don't. We are, you know, we rent basically from the United States Marine Corps. We're there, you know, the courtesy of the Marines to allow us to be there. The DEA also has their academy as well.
Yep.
I would hope that that stays there. I can't imagine finding any other place or any other facility that could serve the needs of the FBI and the DEA like Quantico does. So they should stay there. And then the FBI should find a place somewhere with inside the Beltway, maybe someplace cheaper and smaller, and make this work.
Fair enough. All right. Now, I don't have the connection, obviously, that you do to the Hoover Building or to the Bureau. But one of the things that has struck me every time I've been there, and I've been fortunate enough to visit, is that firing range, that range, watching guys qualify, sitting basically in a theater with this huge glass picture window. I just find that amazing. I'm hoping that is reproduced, recreated, wherever it is that the Bureau goes. Let me ask you about the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, my friend, and I have to remind everybody, Jimmy Galliano is joining us. Jimmy is an amazing guy. Great man, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. He's also on the board of directors for the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, which is needed. I'm sorry to say, but it's needed. Jimmy, explain to everybody why it's needed and how they can help.
I always appreciate you giving me an opportunity to do that, Jeff. And yeah, the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund has been around since probably the mid-90s. It was started by former Attorney General Ed Meese. It's a wonderful organization. I'm humbled to serve as a member of the board of directors. And basically what it does, Jeff, is looks at cases where law enforcement officers, whether it's cops or state troopers or federal agents, have been unjustly accused of a crime. We provide material support, meaning financial support, to help officers that have been suspended or fired, to help put food on the table for them and to pay for their litigation costs. And your listeners can go to policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org, and take a look at some of the cases there. And Jeff, thanks as always for backing the blue. Really appreciate your efforts there.
All right. I appreciate you joining us, brother. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Some great insight there, don't you think? What does Comey really know? What will really happen to Comey? Oh, and here's a few ideas for that Hoover building on Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C. It is 351 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.